produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Great day, each and everyone. Welcome to the Nurture by Natasha radio show. We greatly appreciate you for taking the time to tune in with us today. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I just ask you, Lord God, to just touch everyone under the sound of my voice, Lord God. Lord, continue to touch those, Lord God, that are going through troublesome times right now. Lord, just step in the midst. You know what everyone needs that's under the sound of my voice, Lord God. Lord, touch those that are grieving, that may be dealing with depression, that may be dealing with sicknesses, that may be dealing with some things with their marriages, with their children, whatever it is, Lord God. Just continue to touch them, Lord God. Continue to touch the caregivers, Lord God, to give them the strength that they need to keep going on, Lord God. And Lord, just continue to touch all the pastors, the apostles, the bishops, everyone that is in leadership, not just in the church, Lord God, but also in our government, Lord God. And Lord, just give a sense of peace that passes all understanding, Lord God. And Lord, continue to touch those at Finding My Way Radio, Lord God. Continue to touch them so that we can all do what it is that we were called to do, Lord God. And just continue to just bless everyone, Lord God, in a mighty way. Amen. So welcome, welcome, everyone. I'm super ecstatic to be here with you today. And today, my topic is going to be on how to experience perfect peace. Perfect peace, right? And so many of you, you may have heard different parables in the Bible as well as scriptures. And I'm going to give you a couple today. So if you want to grab your pen and paper or your handy dandy smart gadgets to take some notes on today, I want to talk to you about five things of how to experience perfect peace. And so the verse that I'm going to come from today is Isaiah, the book of Isaiah 26, verse 3. So Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. And so this wonderful promise was given in a dark period of Israel's history. And so it may prove to be special to help us today, right? When we all surrounded by much gloom and depression, and when we are constantly threatened with three great enemies of doubt, fear, and worry, we all is going well. When all is going well and the skies are bright, it is easy to read key text and it is very superficial way. But when the clouds and the trials and the disappointment and fears and all of those things alarm us across the skies, you know, sometimes those promises that, you know, the Bible was given, sometimes, you know, we can get into a sense of fear and things of that nature, right? Wouldn't you agree? And so I wanted to come in and just to talk to you. I'm going to turn my Bible to the book of Isaiah so that I can read the scripture with you. And you can definitely read along in your Bibles as well. And so definitely take some time to go over to Isaiah. The chapter is 26, verse 3. And it reads from the King James Version that I have here, that thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. He trusteth in thee. And so peace, right? And so the first thing that I want to touch on in the midst of, you know, sometimes as I stated, we may have doubt, we may have fear, we may have worry. And, you know, we're human and we go through these things in life. And so what is the greatest blessing that is offered to us, right? Perfect peace, I would say, is the greatest blessing that is offered to us along with the good old Lord Jesus Christ, his son, right? And so can we define it? Is it a condition of freedom from disturbance without the soul? Is it a perfect harmony ranging within? The Hebrew word shalom has it in the idea of sound, of health, so that it can be filled with perfect peace. It is to be spiritual health and to be free from all discord within the soul. There can be no room for jealousy, envy, discontent, uncontrolled temper, selfish pride, or intolerance in the soul, which is filled with peace of all things and disturbing factors in the heart. And so when you think about, you know, what is the greatest blessing that is offered to us, is peace, you know, peace that passes all understanding. And sometimes, you know, we don't understand some of the things that we go through, of, you know, some of the things that our enemies may have doubt and all of these fears and worries and all the things that, you know, could go on in a life's journey, right? It can sometimes be super duper overwhelming, but to just know that he comes in and gives that peace. And so when we look at the book of Mark, if you would write down the book of Mark, I'm going to go to the book of Mark as well. That was another key point that I found, and that is in the New Testament, the book of Mark. It is right after Matthew. So go ahead and turn with me to Mark chapter 4, verses 39. And I'm still in the King James Version. I'm still in the King James Version here. If you would follow me over to, Mark 4, chapter 4, verse 39. And if you have it, great. If you don't, then we'll wait for you a little bit. And it says, "And he rose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm." And so with peace being still, perfect peace, perfect peace, perfect in quality, that is said, perfect is the kind of peace it is, the imperfect peace. The perfect of ignorance, when we can imagine all that is going on, right? Sometimes it's just that peace that quiets. And I'm so grateful that he comes in and he calms the situation in the midst of when things is going on. The peace. A pool of water may be calm and peaceful, but underneath it is foul and it's green with slime, right? You ever looked at the water and you looked out on the tide of the ocean and it's just peace, it's just calm. But underneath, it's moving. Even the air, right? And when we look around, the air that's around us, it's constantly moving. Even though sometimes we don't see it, it's in perfect peace and it's moving, right? And we're in the midst of it. And so this is very significant when we turn to also Philippians 4:7, for they were told that this double peace is peace of heart and mind, and that it is kind of peace we need, and a peace with a mind of calming our hearts. And so I'm so grateful that, you know, when over the years of things that we can really reflect back on, that, you know, not only just perfect peace and quality, but just double peace of constant peace. That it said it is permanent and it is not intermittent. The promise says you will keep. You will keep. So he tells us he will keep us in perfect peace. And then when we go over to the book of Psalms, if you follow me over to the book of Psalms, it was just so profound when I just was like sitting and reading this and going over this. If we go to the book of Psalms 121 and verse 4, 121 and verse 4. So 121, verse 4, the King James Version, it says, "Unto the right there arise light in darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteousness." And so that's That's 112. Let me go to 121, right? So we're doing this in real time. 121 and 4 is, "Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep." So even in the midst of him keeping Israel, he never slumbers nor sleep in the midst. And so he keeps his promise to, even when we may slumber and sleep, God is still looking high, sitting high and looking low. And so I'm grateful about that. And so definitely read the book of Psalms, read the book of Israel, get an understanding of the whole story. You know, I always tell, my youth in Sunday school, you know, don't just read the one scripture, read the whole passage, dive into the story, right? There's a beginning, there's a middle, and there's an end to the passage that's taking place. And how does this perfect peace come to us? It comes to us by Jesus Christ. If you turn to the book of Philippians 4:7 again, and notice that the Lord Jesus Christ is the channel through whom the peace of God flows into our souls. This peace within possession us as Christians alone. The peace for anyone who does not possess Christ and who is not resting on the finished work of Christ for salvation. It is the blood of Jesus which whispers peace within. And so I'm grateful that, you know, by Jesus Christ, you know, he whispers to us. And it flows right through our soul in the midst of the things that we're going through. And then it's also by the Holy Spirit. The Lord Jesus Christ procures peace from upon us, but from upon the cross of Calvary, and the peace offered to us through him as a channel. But it conveys to our heart and our minds by the Holy Spirit. And so if we look at Galatians also, verse 5 and 22, as the Holy Spirit fills the floods of our lives, as he produces this wonderful fruit within us. And so it's the fruits of them. And so definitely take some time to go to these books. Very, very, very informative information of Galatians. Galatians 5:22. So 5:22, I'm going to read it to you, but definitely take some time to read these in your quiet time. "Envying, murder, drunkenness, reviling, and such like of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God." And so that's Galatians 5:22, and that was 5:21, and 22 reads, "But the fruits of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, godliness, goodness, faith." And as it go into 23, "meekness, tempered against such, there is no law." And so, you know, when you dive into the fruits of the Spirit, you know, it's a great thing. It's a really, really great thing to dive into those fruits of the Spirit and begin to, you know, subscribe those things on your heart as well. And by his word, look up the greatest promise, which is made in Psalms 119, right? Chapter 119, verse 165. Things and people can so often disturb us, or even cause us to stumble. But here's a promise of perfect peace to those who love and meditate and obey the word of God. And so it's in that obeying and it's definitely allowing him to guide us. Too oftentimes we're trying to move ahead in what it is that we feel that we should do. But when we allow him to move in perfect peace within us, right? It's the within us. the Holy Spirit and standing on His word and applying the words to ourselves as well. And so I'm so grateful as I begin to dive in week after week inside of the Bible of how it begins to unfold and how it all comes together, right? Along with our faith and everything else. And also by our obedience, we have to definitely be obedient in what it is, right? To keep His commandments, and He will keep our hearts in perfect peace. If we do our part, then God will surely do His part. And I'm sure you can definitely agree to that. It is like all the stars aligning together. And so, you know, being obedient, right? We want our children and things to be obedient of what it is that we have them to do. But even as adults, we have a task, we have an assignment, and we have a mission that we also too must fulfill. And so doing these things will definitely keep you in perfect peace. Will it always be an easy road? Absolutely not. But I'm so grateful that by plenty of praise and prayer, the promise of in Philippians chapter 4 and 7, it proceeds by the condition mentioned in verse 6. So if you take some time to definitely govern yourselves, to definitely to read into that a little bit more and to subscribe those things on your heart, it's super important. And so the third thing is two conditions are mentioned in order that we may have perfect peace. Is who is it that God will keep in perfect peace? It is the one whose mind is steadfast, is what the verse says. The mind that is steadfast. So you got to keep your mind, right? Not just your body, not just your thoughts, but your mind, right? That mind is something that, you know, we got to stay focused. We got to stay focused on the task. And who trusts in Him, He says. Both these expressions denote faith. And so I'm always talking to you about faith. And so this was like, wow, you know, not only just faith, but peace that passes all understanding in the midst of all of this as well. And so it really begins to align together by whereas one is head word and the other one is a heart word. So the mind steadfast and then who trusts in Him. So, you know, it's the head and the heart. And so we got to align those things, right? The head and the heart. And so what is the difference? With our head, we believe, and with our heart, we trust. And with our head, we believe that God is the author of all peace and the giver of peace. And with our heart, we trust Him to bestow what He promises. Our conclusion word, notice that in Isaiah 26, chapter 26, verse 3 begins with God and it ends with God. It begins with you and it ends with you. And so, you know, we all have a choice in what it is that we want in life, right? We all have a choice. He left it all up to us of the choice of what it is that we want. And so hopefully today that you'll choose Him. If you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, to definitely to choose Him and to know that He'll keep you in perfect peace, even with a little teeny seed of a mustard seed of faith. He will definitely keep you in perfect peace. He will help you to keep your mind stayed on Him and, you know, steadfast. And then he who trusts in Him, right? And the faith is one word in the head as well as the word in the heart. You know, if you begin to line all those things, surely goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life. But, you know, just because you walk the Christian walk doesn't mean that, you know, every I is going to be dotted, every T is going to be crossed. There's going to be some tests and some trials, right? There's going to be some tests along the way. And that's the way that we get our testimonials, that we can begin to share the fruits of the labor that He has bestowed in us, and so that we can be that beacon of light so that others can see His work right here while He's not here on earth. And so hopefully that this has touched you the way it has touched me in the midst of delivering it to you here on this great fine day. But, you know, peace, you know, even in the midst of all the things that has been going on with COVID and some things on a day to day basis, many of us may not know, you know, what is going to be the next step for us and whatever. But I assure you that He'll definitely keep you in perfect peace. Sometimes He takes us through situations that we couldn't even fathom of, like, why am I here? What have I done? Right? But He'll keep you in perfect peace and just stay rooted in your word and just continue to praise Him, even in spite of what it may look like. Right? And so I'm continuing to pray for each and every one of you. I may not know each and every one of you by name, but I continue to call you out in my prayers each and every day that God will continue to keep you, to govern you, not just your body, but your mind, your soul, and everything that belongs to God that He has designed in you. And so, dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you, Lord God, on today, Lord God, for just keeping me in perfect peace, Lord God, even sometimes when I want to fall apart, Lord God, that I just thank you, Lord God, for just aligning the stars and just always being in the midst, even sometimes when you are the teacher and you are silent, Lord God, and I'm looking for the answers, Lord God, and you just give me the choice of which way I want to go, Lord God. And Lord, I just know that there's someone else out there that has that same testimony or that same thing of like, Lord, where are you, Lord God? And that you will keep them surrounded, Lord God, and keep them in perfect peace, right? You will send your angels that are camp around about them, and they're coming and they're going, Lord God. And Lord, you will not allow us to fall. I'm super grateful for it. I'm super grateful that even as we may go through grief that may be from a loved one, grief of just not having the love that you feel that we should have, or that I should have, or whatever the case may be, Lord God, that you continue to be there, even in the midst, Lord God, even when the road looks a little rocky, Lord God, when sometimes our bills don't seem to add up of what it is that we have, you keep us, and you're on time, God, and I'm forever grateful for all that you have done in my life, Lord God. And for this, I thank you, Lord God, and continue to keep everyone in perfect peace. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. And so listen, you can take some time to follow me over on social media, over at Nurture by Natasha, over on Facebook on our VIP page there. You can also follow me on Instagram as well. Would love to connect with you and to get some feedback of what are some topics and some things that you would love for me to share here on the broadcast of some things that you too may be struggling with. You know, staying connected with your Bible is a great, great way to nurture yourself, to nurture not just your mindset, but to also to align your body, right? It's a part of your self-care journey as well, and taking time to put the mask on you. And so I'm super grateful to spend this time with you here on today. Be blessed and definitely stay in perfect peace. Take care, everyone.
Come and let's go back on a journey. The year was 1963. The place was Nutley, New Jersey. In the First Baptist Church where I pastored. And gathered there that evening was James Cleveland, the angelic choir. And I recall going to my pulpit and giving the folks a little spiritual advice before we sang. I said, when you get home, get your Bible. Read Mark, the 4th chapter, starting at the 37th verse, going down to the 41st verse. And in the context of these verses, you will find a story of Jesus and his disciples as they commanded a boat and went out on the Sea of Galilee. Jesus got tired and went down in the hinder part of the ship and went to sleep. But while Jesus slept, the cosmic phenomenons of the world broke loose. The sky got as black as 1,000 midnights down in a cypress swamp. The thunders rolled across the heavens. The lightning wrote her zigzag name on the bosom of the clouds. And the waters tossed and turned that little ship. And these men who thought they knew so much about the sea decided we better go get Jesus. And they went down and they shook Jesus. And Jesus got up, came up, stood on the ship, looked around, and chastised them first by saying, oh ye of little faith, what are you so concerned about? And he raised his hand and said three words, peace, be still. The sun came out, the clouds dissipated, the thunder hushed his voice. The winds went back in his chambers and slammed the doors. The waters laid down like a baby and said, we're gonna hold you so you don't rock no more. Aren't we like that? As long as we think we can handle our ship, we don't call on Jesus. But when the going get rough, when things get tough, we call on Jesus. And when they woke him up, somebody said, Reverend Roberts, what did they say? This is what they said. These are the words when they woke my Savior. They said this. What?
Master.
Yes, sir.
The tempest is raging. Oh, the billows are tossing high. Oh, yes. The sky is all shadow, with blackness. Oh, that we perish. Oh, how can I lie asleep? When it seemed like each moment is so madly threatening. Oh, yes, Lord. Somebody know what they said. A grave, a grave, a grave. Oh, indeed. Yeah, Lord. Get up, Jesus.
Yeah! if you get confused,
he'll be there.
You can trust in the Lord. Lean not to your own understanding. He will direct you.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.